Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Note. Mike Pace, K Dub, Homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
What's good with you? What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling, chilling. How y'all doing?
Chilling like always, bro.
Hot. Hot.
Yeah.
Burning
Yo.
up.
Hey, Quinn, y'all seen you said the other day was what, 100?
Man, it's been 100 for the last like 6 days, and it's supposed to be 100 for the next like 4 or 5 days.
What it's super hot there too, Kevin?
Nah, it's been raining a lot here. So it's been real
Yeah.
humid, but it ain't really been hot.
Yeah, we in stage two water restriction here, so it's hot
Oh,
and dry.
yeah, that's bad, bad, bro. Yeah, nah, here, man. It's been nice, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sitting out there grill a little bit, chill. It's been nice. I know it's coming, but I can't even complain because I already know though how it is in Texas, bro. I left so when I went to tech school, it was cold. When I left there, it was June, so I already know. Yeah, it was crazy. When
Just
I was in Wichita Falls, so I already know
probably
what
the best
time
time of the year for East Coast weather, though, like in that area. This time right here around August, September.
it is. It's pretty chill. You know what I'm saying? It heat up. But you know, being from the South, like I can't even trip, 'cause I already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's nice, man. It's nice right now, like I said, right now. But I can't trip 'cause woo. And you say it's supposed to be 100 for the next 3, 4 days?
Yo, breaking records every day.
Yeah, bro. See, I already know how that is. That's different, right there. That's different, man. God, dog, man. Man, what? 3 games since the last time? Oh yeah, 'cause we talked. Last
We
time we
talk.
talked, it
Yeah,
was
right before
actually
game
game
one.
one. Yeah, actually game one. So been 3 games, man. Weird. Been
Yeah,
good, but
it's been like runs. It's been 3 games full of runs. That's all it's been.
it's. So it's funny because it's kind of like Boston and Miami was. Because that
Yeah.
series was weird too, right?
Does it feel like a finals to y'all?
Yeah, it
Yeah,
does
I
to
feel
me.
like the final. They but not that. Hey, they balling. They balling. It's just weird. Nah, they hooping, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
Yeah,
just if
they
yeah, I
going
know
at it.
it's yeah, I don't know. It's just
So I think is for me what it is. It's such a lack of consistency on both sides.
yeah.
Like on both sides, nobody's really like,
Taking
it's not,
control.
yeah, it's there's so much back and forth. And I don't mean in a score, I just mean in almost like,
How it's being played.
yeah.
Not tempo necessarily, but the tone is,
Yeah.
for the lack of
Yeah,
better
it's a
word.
lot of back and forth. It's a lot of, one game, this star is not playing well. In one game, this star is playing great. And in this game, this star is not playing. And not even game by game, but like quarter by quarter.
Period.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
the in that first game, Steph had 21 in the first quarter,
Yeah.
and then scored all the second, third, basically.
And then Jaylen Brown go bananas in the fourth.
He
What?
really been
Was
he
it
been the most consistent.
the third
Yeah.
or the third and the fourth or the fourth? That first game, they started at the end of that third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Jaylen Brown went bananas.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum couldn't throw a rock in the ocean, but had 13 dimes. Al Horford looked like ATL Al Horford in game one.
So him, Derrick White, and Marcus Smart, I mean, I understand them being inconsistent because they're role players. Like I get it, but it's like it's so much like back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Game one, Jordan Poole wasn't Jordan Poole. Game two, Jordan Poole was Jordan Poole. Game three, Jordan Poole was, you know.
Pedestrian.
I tell you what
But you
else,
know
I
what's? Yeah, go ahead.
real quick, Wiggins been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
He
What he
been
had
pretty
18
consistent.
last night?
Somewhere in there, yeah, he been pretty good.
He missed some like some chippies. Like he missed like some little easy bunnies. But I mean,
He been
he.
missing some all series. Him and Jason Tatum both been missing a lot of layups.
Yeah. And I don't know if I don't think it's the rim protection. Well, maybe for Wiggins because you got Robert Williams there, but it's.
He like, been consistent. Yeah. God dog.
But yeah, they both been missing some bunnies, man. Yeah. They normally don't miss.
Not them. You know,
But what I was gonna say is, if you really look at game two, Jordan Poole only got going when it was up 17 already.
When Steph had got it going. I thought about that too, Kevin. But then I thought maybe I was overanalyzing. I was like, well, maybe I'm overanalyzing. But I did think about that. I was like, he kind of got going after Steph got going. Yeah. I was like, maybe I'm just nitpicking. But
He's not himself. The confidence ain't there. The aggression ain't there. Because normally when Jordan Poole is right, Jordan Poole is attacking the basket.
That, and I saw him catching a lot of times and pump fake like. Yeah. And then went, you know what I'm saying, kind of wouldn't shoot the basketball. He had one good drive last night when he did that great move on Robert Williams.
Mm-hmm. That little pivot move.
Yeah, it was nasty too. And he had a couple in that in game two. Excuse me, but now he don't look like Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that is. Though, you think it's the atmosphere, the weight catching up with him?
Yeah, you know, it's like an experience. He's never been there before.
You
gotta figure it out.
Listen, man, I think people don't understand how big this stage is. Like, I think that people are it's just basketball. Well, it is, but like you can see Steph look way more comfortable probably than any finals he's been in. You know what I'm saying? We can go to, bro, we can look at all these guys. Magic Johnson, an outlier, but look who was around him as a rookie, right? Michael Jordan was like 30 years old, though, when he played his first finals. So, and he had to earn his way there for real, right? So look who he had him played against to get there. He was like 30, 31 years old. That first one LeBron was in, outmatched, bro. They played the Spurs. The Spurs. You know what I'm saying? When KD and Russ them went against Miami. They had nothing to do with the talent. They wasn't ready for that, though. D Wade was already a finals MVP at that time. Had played.
The thing is, three Hall of Famers, dude.
But think about this too. D Wade had this was his third time in the finals. LeBron second in a row. So when you see that, but like I say, I think that's what's going on with Jordan Poole. Even Jason Tatum to a certain degree.
Even D Wade. Look at D Wade in his first finals. Them first two games, they lost them first two games. Like he had to figure it out. Once he figured it out,
right,
and him and Shaq had that conversation. That's when he took over. Mm-hmm. Miami came back and beat Dallas.
Yeah,
but before that, like you know, you got to figure it out. That's all it is.
And think about how fast he went to this point in his career.
Yeah,
Jordan Poole, what
second, third year,
like
something like that.
Like we talking like by the time what. The Lakers win in 2000. Kobe had been in the league since 96.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shaq and Penny, when they went against Houston, they weren't ready for that.
No.
They swept them dudes. We talking about Shaq, who is on my top five.
Right.
We talking about Shaq, bro. And we talking about Penny, who would probably be in the top 10 had not injuries robbed him of what, you know what I'm saying, could have been. So, you know, I think that's what's up with him. You know what I mean? And like I said, even Tatum to a degree, not so much now. The first game at the beginning, I think Tatum was a little like, whoa, like I'm in the finals. You know what I'm saying? I think he settled down. He hadn't still particularly shot great. Last night was probably the best game he played. Probably was the best game he played overall. But it's just been weird. And I think another part of it, like Kevin, like you said, that's a lot to do with it. Just not the lack of consistency, especially from the biggest players, which is Steph, Klay, Tatum, and Brown, right? So, like, Klay, we talked about last week. I just think right now we're asking a lot for him to come out there and put on like he normally would, being that he's still kind of getting back.
So I want to say one thing about Klay Thompson. I'm getting to the point where I can tell when he's gonna miss and when he's gonna make his shot.
Really?
You can tell when you see him shoot and he's drifting to the left or drifting to the right, he's not gonna make that. When he square up and he goes straight up, that you can tell that injury is still affecting him because he can't, in certain situations, he can't elevate and shoot his normal
shot.
Yeah,
because he is drifting a lot now that you mentioned that.
When did he come back?
It was a game against Cleveland.
About January, February?
Yeah, it was after Christmas.
A little before that, I think.
I thought it was after Christmas.
It was around January, February.
It was a game against Cleveland, I know for sure. I can look it up. But
well, the reason why I'm asking is because he basically is about where the rest of the guys were mid-season. This about mid-season, right? For him. Yeah. If you say it. You get what I'm saying? Y'all get what I'm saying? Like, so being that he ain't played in 2 years, and now this is mid-season, man, it's got to be tough for him, dog.
So he came back in the 39th game.
So about halfway.
Yeah, that's halfway. About mid-season.
But yeah, I can almost tell when he's on balance and he's feeling comfortable and he's feeling himself. Mm-hmm. When you see him take a shot, and I don't mean like a real fader. I just mean like it's like he's not elevating. He's shooting a real flat shot. Mm-hmm. You can just see it. And mm-hmm. His standstill shots are okay, but when he's on the move and trying to do Klay, it's just not the same yet. Mm-hmm. Even still, he was scored 25 last night.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, right? So, I don't know. I don't even know if this is the right question to ask, but how effective were those 25 points?
Very to me. It's just the game. Boston, now call me crazy, even when they took the lead, I never thought Golden State was going to win that game. But I think those points were effective not only for that game, but for the psyche of him, for the psyche of that team. Now, moving forward, I don't know how just consistent he can be, especially because this is the first game. Tomorrow will be the first game where they play
every other day instead of every 3 days.
Right. So that's going to be something to see, because I think that's what helped Robert Williams out last night, was the fact that that was the first time since Sunday, right? So yeah. I think that helped him out because he moved the best I'd seen him move since he's been back. So I think it was impactful though, Q, for a lot of reasons. Like I say, the psyche of getting his stroke back. Last night, I just think Boston has such a good grip on that game. I don't think they was going to lose that game, especially without Poole not being Poole, Draymond not being Draymond. And when I mean that, I mean like, keeping guys out the glass. They out-rebounded them by, I think, like 17 or something like that. And I think they had like 15 offensive rebounds, Boston did. So,
was he a liability last night, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah. Both games that they lost, I think he was.
Yes.
Because they daring him to shoot, right? And then he not a real good three-point shooter. So when you try to come to the basket, Robert Williams, oh, my gosh. It got to the point last night, Marcel just turned to me and said, do you think he's the best shot blocker now? Do you think he better than Rudy Gobert? And we went, and I said, bro, I don't know. I said, because Rudy is really good, and plus his height give him a even more advantage, being that he's such a good – I said, but I think he's a better overall defender. But Robert Williams was insane last night, bro.
So I hardly ever listen to Stephen A. hardly ever agree with Stephen A., but he said something that I think I agree with. You got to play Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
If you're Golden State, you got to put him out there because you need more size, you need more athletic ability.
I heard a few people say that too.
You got to play.
Well, this is the thing. I think Q, yeah, he was a liability. I feel you too, Kevin. With Kuminga, he's younger, more athletic.
I don't know if he's ready for it, but you got to see.
You got to see, right?
You don't know unless you throw him out, though.
Because the issue is if you try to play Iggy at this point, he might be a liability too. Because I ain't going to say liability. I don't know just how much he can give you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think with Draymond, though, man, I think this is going to sound crazy because he ain't never been just a scorer. But I think even the little bit he could help you offensively, I think it's a decline right now to where it's just make him look bad. Because now it's if you're not rebounding, you're not defending, and you're not making plays, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Because he's not like a Rodman guy where Rodman on a bad night going to get you 10 boards. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, folks.
He had more fouls than anything. So that was kind of tough, you know, like, Q, both.
Especially against those teams, a team that you can't give a break to. Because if you give Boston a break, they're going to take it and exploit it.
And 15 offensive rebounds against a team like that will kill you, especially at home. Understand what I'm saying? And then look at how it seemed like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum kind of passed the baton to each other. Jaylen Brown came out going crazy. Jason Tatum kind of finished the game, you know, closed it out. But I just think, I don't know. It just go back to what Kevin was saying, though. It's just inconsistent. Like the first game, Draymond was kind of not there. And the second game, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. It's weird, bro. It's weird. Because for as bad as Jason Tatum shot last night, he still played good last night. Like, he only turned the ball over twice, which is him and Jaylen Brown Achilles. When they don't turn the ball over, they win the game. And I liked from Jason Tatum last night, he was going to the cup. He should have had probably almost 40 points because he missed a lot of layups, which I don't know what was up with that. But he played really well, but it's just so weird. Like Kevin say, it ain't even game to game. It's like Steph had Steph had 15 in the third quarter, bro. Fourth quarter, I think he missed every shot he shot.
It's I was about to ask something else. So how long do you think it's gonna be before Draymond get thrown out of one of these games, man? Because I got a feeling it's coming. Because the refs been giving him a lot of leeway. Well,
I expect him to bounce back next game and have a Draymond game just like he did in game two. Because he getting a lot of criticism right now, so everybody going to be, like, you know, on his neck. And I expect him to respond.
So I'm going to ask you this. Because honestly, last night I think he should have got tech when he fired out the game. He was on that referee head, bro. So, Q, to that, if he don't do what Kevin just said, I can see him being super frustrated and possibly getting a tech. Now, you know, if he get two, he will get kicked out. So, I hope he don't get kicked out, but I can see him definitely being frustrated and getting a technical foul for sure. Because he should have got one last night, and he getting away with murder. Because that one play, when they was at the free throw line, and he just grabbed Jason Tatum by the neck and threw him, and Jason Tatum was looking like, really? And they ain't called anything. That could have, in today's game, been a flagrant foul.
I mean, at the end of the day, he going to have to do something defensively because we sitting here, and everybody in the world and in media is having a conversation about a guy who had 2 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds. And not only just that, a guy that averages 7 points a game and I think 7 rebounds a game, maybe 4 or 5 assists a game. Like at the end of the day, he gonna have to come out there and have some defensive intensity and be Draymond.
Cause Jaylen Brown was going at him like, what? Yeah, you a good defender, but what? And he wasn't even doing moves. Jaylen Brown was just like, yo, I'm just about to go past you, bro. Like on the one he came from the left wing, boom, left hand layup. The right wing. Then the other one, he was on the left wing, and then he went and he told Derrick White, nah, move, bro, I don't need no screen. Boom, straight to the cup, floater. Yeah. Like, and I ain't don't get it twisted now, Jaylen get out, but I'm saying, like, for someone who prides themselves on defense like that, you know, it went, like I say, Jaylen Brown wasn't even doing no moves.
Well, he too focused. I understand you can multitask. I'm not saying it, you know, just because he's talking about, you know, Cornbread Maxwell and all this. Now he can't focus on the game, but I heard somebody else say it seemed like you were more prepared for your post-game speech than you were for the game. Because, you know, you worried about old school guys disrespecting you and all this and that, but bro, you need to get out there and be Draymond, bro.
So do y'all think that's an issue, the podcast that he does or whatever? Do y'all?
I don't think it's an issue. Like,
I mean, I don't think it's an issue.
You still gotta live, bro.
Yeah, like right, when you talk right about it, the more it's not an issue. But the more he talks about it, the more the media is going to make it an issue.
Yeah, because they act like people, like everybody in the world has a one-track mind, and that's it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like basketball, 24 hours a day. That's all I can think about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Like, the dude can do other things. You know what I mean? Like, that's
– But this the funny part, right? He literally did a podcast when they won game two. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, it ain't a problem till it is.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. And especially with the media, because
like they lost the game.
They could have swept the series, and he could have did a podcast at halftime of each game.
Like your focus is not going to be basketball for 24 hours, no matter who you are. I mean, if it ain't him doing a podcast, he got to do other things. He got
two sons.
He got to take care of his kids.
He got a wife.
He got to focus on driving to the arena. He got to.
That's what I'm saying. He got to focus
on a wife.
He got a wife. He got two sons. I'm pretty sure. Like,
yeah, there's other things that you have to focus on also. Like, it's, you know.
Like, and I just think that, let's just say they won the game. If anything would have been said at all, it probably would have been Draymond called these people out and then he backed it up versus Draymond not focused. You get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and I get it. Everybody got their own way to do everything, right? We just had a conversation yesterday about, you know what I'm saying, with the boxing stuff. Remember, you was like, well, that's just not. But it's cool. Like, LeBron, go to playoffs. I'm not on social media. I'm off. I'm doing this. I'm this. That's what worked for LeBron. Seemed like KD need to get on there and argue with everybody.
I feel like LeBron just do that so the media will leave him alone.
Well, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Whatever worked for whatever person, I like that for him. You get what I'm saying? If that's what – but seem like KD need to get on there and argue with Timmy Jones that live in whatever. Right. He come out there and go crazy. Like, that would seem like work for him. What KD – go start some more arguments if you're going to play like that. LeBron, if you cut it out and you go – we seen what LeBron has done on playoff runs. So, hey, if that was what you need to do, and Draymond just – and it's not like KD had never, ever had a bad game in the playoffs or LeBron had never had a bad game in the playoffs. Draymond had a bad game.
Why you pause after that, Mike? Why you pause after that?
No, because I just said Draymond had a bad game. Like, it ain't the end of the world, bro. Like, the man got a podcast. Whoop to do it. They act like Draymond out here – building a house or something 3 hours for the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and I get
they
it.
They got to have something to talk about, man. You know, they got to.
True indeed.
Because like, if you think about it, it's not, other than the games being back and forth and stuff, it's not really a whole lot for them to talk about now. Because nobody got kicked out. It ain't been no fights. It ain't been nothing exciting for them to talk about. So they got to make up something.
And he's the villain.
I mean, at the end of the day, Boston just won the game. That last night, it was just a better team. If Golden State win the next game, then everybody be praising Draymond because he would have came out. He would have brought the defensive intensity that he normally bring. And everybody would be like, oh, he bounced back, blah, 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 this and that.
But my thing is, why is the focus on them 2 points?
I said he averaged 7 points a game.
Like, you feel me? Like, when did Draymond turn into KD or Giannis or Bron or
how much Kawhi? What was the final score?
They lost by 16, I think.
116 to 100.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would that other 5 points to get to his average? What difference would that make?
Yeah, but a lot of that is garbage time, too, that you got to throw out. So it's really, if you think about it, it's really more like a 9-point game. That's when, you know what I'm saying? I would say around 9 points is really the difference in that game.
Yeah. But then, like, I'm just saying, like, the 2 points, whatever, versus more of his energy and defensively what he bring. Excuse me. The 2 points, like, really, though?
I feel like it's not the points, it's the impact. I feel like he just didn't have that big an impact on the game.
Yeah, like I say, his energy, defensive, and Boston had 15 offensive rebounds. So, with that being said, Kevin Looney, they're going to have to do something about this rebound because he's the biggest guy they have. And Boston is way bigger than them. So I think they're trying to play the smaller lineup without Looney, and they're hurting them on the glass. You understand what I'm saying? And when Looney was in, he only one guy. And when Looney was playing well when he played,
well.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I think it's an issue because Boston just has so much size and they got those good I mean, you think about it. They starting lineup huge. Marcus Smart, the smallest dude. What, he about 6'3", 6'4"?
6'4".
And you said you play Kuminga. How much would you play him?
I don't know. It depends on what he give me.
Look, Kuminga dictate that. Hey, you out there going?
If he go out there and he look scared like a deer in headlights, then we got to take you back out. But if he come out there and he bring that young energy and he out there looking like Theo Ratliff, like he normally do, dunking and blocking shots and taking people off the dribble and all of that, then you stay out there. But I feel like you got to put somebody out there with some size and athletic ability that can match the Celtics.
Look, you see what Derrick White did, look. Dogga put him out there. He ain't disappointed since.
Because it ain't like Derrick White been doing that all year.
No, that's what I'm saying. He put him out there in that Milwaukee series.
Yeah.
And he like, Coach, I got you.
Yeah.
And he been balling there since. You know, I mean, he dictated IQ. I'm with Kevin. Kuminga going to dictate that because you kind of like trial and error right now. Like, let me see what he going to give me.
Yeah.
And if he don't prove to be working out, all right, cool. Like, I mean, he on the team, so it ain't like I'm reaching. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I throw him out there, whatever like that. But, you know, so they say he not hurt. And hopefully it's all good. Hopefully he like 100% good. What y'all think? Like, how y'all think he been playing? How y'all feel about?
Yeah, he been hooping. He's the reason why they even have a chance.
Yeah,
because they'll be down 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
Steph been doing his thing. He been doing what he can do. Like, he giving them everything he got.
Okay, that's how I feel. I mean, like, think about that, too. What he had, 3 fouls in the first half. And ended the game with 4 fouls. But think about if Kerr had sat him down. They probably lose that game by 25.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Yeah. You got 25 from Clay. Clay played a lot better. Like you got that from him. You need more. You actually got a good game from Wiggins. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wiggins played well, especially in the open court. He was getting out running.
That dude was balling.
You got to get something from Draymond and Jordan Poole. Those are the two. Draymond and Jordan Poole. You got to get something else out of them. You got to get more out of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
But like, it's crazy how, and I understand it because the guy's older. It's crazy how Kerr went. He went to Bielitsa instead of going to Kuminga, which Bielitsa's bigger. Like, it ain't like Kuminga's like no 7-footer. And then I think he was 6'8", 6'9", something like that. But he played big. You know what I mean?
But the only thing about that, Kevin, because he played him in that other game. He hit a couple shots, made a couple defensive plays. Boy, Bielitsa looked like he about to trip over his feet out there, man.
He's like when Boris Diaw first came back from,
from
the lockout.
That boy looked like, on one play, that boy looked like Hump the Dump. I'm like, boy, if you don't get that man out the game, man, what in the world is man out here? Hey, I talked, Marcel had just came back from the Y. I said, boy, he looked like the man just got off of work all day coming up playing with y'all or something. That joker look, I said, oh no, bro. But I feel you on that Kuminga though. I feel you on that, cause I ain't gonna say like what you got to lose, cause that sounds stupid. But I'm saying like you do have to try something. Like it's kind of like when Saban put in a tour. He like, hey, if he ain't ready, cause I told you how I felt about. I said that one drive, when he escaped from Roquan. If he had got sacked on that play, he was finna take him back out. Because he threw an interception on that on the second. Well, he got three and out the first drive, threw an interception on the second drive. And that third drive, if Roquan had got him, he would come right back out. But he spent that, made the play. I think they finally scored a touchdown on that drive. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to try it. And if it doesn't work, then, you know. But I got to.
You just can't beat him.
Then we can't beat him. And I got to go down and say, well, I did what I could. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I feel you on that. So, yeah, and I agree with y'all, though, man. Steph been doing that thing he could. I thought he was going to hit every three he shot from the top of the key. I'm like, Al Horford, I know you worry about him driving past you, but I promise you. I would rely on Jaylen Brown them helping me off this drive more than me standing back on this dude, because I'm telling you, he shoot this like a layup. So, but that was good, man. Tatum and Brown, how y'all feel about them individually, collectively? What's y'all thoughts on them first finals? Like, and I heard a perspective this morning on them. That I totally, I finally heard like the perfect analogy for them. Somebody was like, you know, Batman and Robin. And he like, nah, bro. He said, Batman and Superman. I said, yeah, I like that right there.
Yeah, because you know I'm a Jaylen Brown fan, right? Like, yeah, no. I honestly feel like he's undervalued because I feel like he's an equal. I don't feel like he's no Robin. He's an equal.
Well, that's why when he said that, I'm like, because I'm like, Batman and Robin, I'm like, no, he can't go Robin. But when he said Batman and Superman, I'm like, yeah, I like that.
That way, it makes way more sense because he's an equal. He's nobody's Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he has a lot of games where he take on that challenge even more than Jason Tatum. So a lot of times where he's the aggressor. He's the guy that come out and get him going.
Last night.
Yeah. So you know, I like that analogy way more. Batman and Superman.
Yeah. What you think about that, Q? I heard that and I was like, damn, God, yeah, I like that.
I agree with that too, because as you can see, like he's been more consistent than Tatum has so far in these first three games. So, and it's like they don't miss a beat when one is out versus the other. Like it's no drop off between the two. It's no drop off at all.
You know what's so funny about them though? Like I like their demeanors, right? Because they don't bitch about a lot. Like even when they get fouled, they're like. But they just play, right? And they both seem super tough. Like, I like them. But boy, when they start turning that damn ball over. And hey, look, both of them, I'm like, oh my, what are y'all doing, bro? And I'm talking about they turn it. But dog, Jason Tatum got so many turnovers, bro. He got, I heard the number on it. It's like 80 something, right? It's like a lot, right? 80 something. And Jaylen Brown second. Wait, but look. So Jaylen Brown second, right? But it's like a gap. It's like a gap. So look, somebody was like, well, look at the amount of games. Because they were talking about Tatum. They were like, but look at the amount of games he played. And said, it was Shannon Sharp. He was like, he ain't played no more than Jaylen Brown. I'm like, yeah. But boy, when they get to turn that thing over, man, I'd be about to lose my mind. I'm like, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, what are y'all doing?
At the same time, though, I like that aggression that they have. Like,
I do.
That don't deter them. Like, yeah. Because they turning the ball over don't mean they still not about to go out and try to drop 40 on you. And the thing that impressed me the most about Jason Tatum last night was the fact that he was going to the bucket. That's always been my only concern with him. That's always been my only issue with him. Like last night, the way he was going to the bucket, you know, if he just take a page out of Kevin Durant's book and just start dominating the mid-range, I'm telling you, now I can put you on that pedestal. But until he do that, that's why I'm so reluctant to put him up there where everybody else got him.
And he's so strong, Kevin. He would dominate that. He's 6'9", and he is strong. He's not as athletic as Brown, but that's okay.
But he's taller.
But Brown, like, he freaky athletic. Brown is, so it's okay.
Freaky athletic and strong.
So it ain't like – it ain't that many guys that are, right, as athletic as Brown. But that's okay. Like you said, he's 6'9", and he's strong.
I give you one example of – I don't know if y'all remember this, but in the Miami series, right, I don't know if it might have been – might have been in a closeout game where I think it was in the fourth quarter.
The inbound play?
An inbound play. When he caught that ball and hit that little shimmy.
Ooh, that thing was nasty.
And reverse pivot and hit that mid-range.
That mid-range.
That's the shot right there. If he just if
he hit just one last night off that pin down.
Yeah. Yep. He did. Going towards the middle of the court, towards the free throw line. They cannot stop that. Mm-mm. That's his shot. I just feel like he settled for threes way too much.
He shot
like 9. Cool with that. But when he starts shooting like 16 and all of that, 12 threes, like, bro, that's way too many.
Reserve that for when you hot.
Right. But last night, I think he hit 4 for 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's his sweet spot right there. But if he get in that mid-range and go to work, there's nobody that can do anything with him.
Because, Kevin, I'm so with you. Like, even KD shoot about 4 or 5 of them a game.
Yeah.
Man, he'll get up sometimes, but it dictated on how the game being played.
Yeah.
But if you drop that to maybe like 5 or 6 threes, man, you get like more of them shots in that mid-range, man. And like you said, I was so happy. Even the ones, them bunnies he missed,
yeah.
I'm like, that's fine because you're going to the basket.
Because you know you're not going to continue to miss that.
Right. And you're going to the basket. But, the both of them, man, I like their demeanors, though. Like, they just – they cool.
Yeah, like that. That's
they
what I like about
cool,
them.
Bro. They like
– they cool and aggressive.
Aggressive, right? Right. It is like – I think it was Keyshawn Johnson was saying, it's funny because, like, even within that – like, Jason Tatum still, like, the light-skinned, cool, pretty dude, right? But Jaylen Brown, he cool, and they both, like you said, they both aggressive. But Jaylen Brown, a different kind of aggressive, though. He like that, hey, bro, I'm cool, but I'm here. Like, but I do, too, what I like about both of them, they play defense, too. Yeah. Like, when after Steph had, bro, they start closing hard on them joints.
But see, As good as they are, the difference in that game is Marcus Smart. That's the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I heard nobody say on any of these shows or anything, say anything about Marcus Smart.
Bro.
But he's the difference. Like, when he scores, they win.
Y'all realize the first time three guys had the numbers they had, at least 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, was 1984 or something like that? Bruh. That's crazy. Think about some of the players that's been in the NBA Finals since 1984, whenever it was, 80 whatever. That's a long time. And we talking about we've seen three great players on the team. We've seen KD, Klay, Steph. We've seen Bron, Wade Bosh. We've seen Bron, Kyrie, K Love.
Yeah.
We've seen, and, you know. Yeah.
And to go back to the Draymond thing, Draymond had the same amount of rebounds as Steph did last night.
That can't happen.
That can't happen.
That can't happen.
And even though Steph is a really good rebounding guard.
He's a really good rebounding guard.
Yeah. I think that's undervalued with his game, but yeah, no.
You know, I'm gonna give Steph some credit on something too. He's been playing better defense too.
This whole season.
Yeah. He's been playing a lot better defense.
Yeah, nah, man. Listen, Steph, they give Steph grief, man. Listen, man. Steph, listen, man. Win or lose, they gotta get off his back. Like, right? Like if they win, he clearly gonna be the reason.
Man.
And if they
he carrying the load right now.
If they lose, he clearly is not gonna be the reason, right? Like, so, but I like, but now, Quinn, when you say, does it feel like the finals, why you say that? Why you asked us that?
Well, no, it just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. It don't feel like a normal finals to me. Feel
what is it missing?
I don't know.
I guess
feel like the finals to me.
They hoop. It's big plays,
but
like it gets me excited. Like
man, I was so hyped for the game last night, boy.
Especially how back and forth it is. Like I've been saying, it's inconsistent, but that inconsistency is still exciting.
Boston, Miami, in the Eastern Conference Final.
I ain't say it wasn't exciting. I just said don't feel like the final. Dog.
No, but I'm just saying, like they got stars.
Superstar,
Steph.
I think that's what it is for me because it's Golden State and they got Steph. But like to me, Tatum and Brown are stars. I guess in my mind, they not on that level of superstar, final superstar. Maybe because they first won. You know what I mean?
They're not super. That's why I said you got stars and then you got the superstar and Steph. Steph is the only superstar in this series. Let's not get it twisted. That's why those guys are trying to make their mark. And I think they're doing a damn good job of going about it. But let's not get it twisted. Steph is the only superstar currently playing right now. Like, nah. And you know how I feel about Tatum. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're right. Because this can elevate those two.
Yeah. I think they are, bruh, to be first time in the finals, this is Jaylen Brown, sixth year, Jason Tatum, fourth or fifth, whatever, however many years it is for Brown, it's one less for Tatum. To be in the NBA Finals, right? Robert Williams still a very young player, but we talking about Tatum and Brown. But to be in this situation and to play, like I say, forget the amount of shots or whatever they missed. Like, they're playing hard. They playing basketball. Like, they don't look shook. Like I said, fourth quarter last night. But think about this. You had a 17-point lead erased, 7-point possession for Golden State, and it looked like the roof in the cave in. Steph hit one of them big threes, and they go up. And you don't blink. Like, you literally don't blink, and you win that game and stay pat and take the lead in the series. Yeah, man, they're like, dog, we want this. We're inviting this. And I think everything up to this point has helped them out. I'm talking since they've been in the league, as well as this playoff run is helping them in this finals. But Q, you know, don't get it. Don't baby. I think Steph is the soup guy. He the guy. But they want a piece of that pie, and I think it's good. I think it's good. But big plays. That block Brown had on Clay.
I saw that one coming.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, Clay, you tried that, man. You got to get a little contact or something before you go up. You
come can't on, man. Run. Come on, dog. and I was so mad Jaylen missed that one dunk. Because soon as Tatum stole it, I saw it. I said, yo, throw the oop. And they didn't connect. But even the one when they got the steal and Tatum threw it back to him, and Jaylen Brown did that back scratcher so easy, bro. Like, yo, it looked like he really wanted to just do like some 360 type shit, but he just like, you know, just go ahead.
We forget how tall these dudes are, though.
But he athletic as hell, though.
Athletic as hell.
Brown is
him and Robert Williams. You seen that one lot Robert Williams caught
when Al Horford threw it?
It was at the rim.
Oh, he was like,
he didn't reach up the dunk. He dunked right here,
bro. I'm like, yo, and this ain't even 100%. My knee is not even 100%.
Right.
And that block he had on Steph when Steph tried to shoot the floater. Man. I ain't gonna lie. At first, I was like, "What's that goaltender?" But when they replayed, I'm like,
"Yo." When I watched the replay, I'm like, "Nah."
I'm like,
he caught that.
Yo, he really got up like that. And I think he thought about it afterward. I was like, it was like he almost was like, "I ain't mean to block it out of bounds, but I ain't even mad at him. On a play like that, you gotta just flex your muscle a little bit, like get it out of here." But it's been good, man. I will say this though. You can see the youth and Poole coming out. And you can see the difference in, I won't go KD because he's super, superstar, but I will say you can see the difference in having Poole versus Harrison Barnes.
Or Sean Livingston.
Sean Livingston or young Iggy. But or I say
Barbosa.
Yeah. But Barnes was like, never like affected, right? Now he had a time trying to go out Bron, but I ain't gonna even give him help for that. Bron was killing him.
Hey man, he was licking his chops when he saw Harrison Barnes.
It looked like Shaq killing Mutombo in the final, bro. Bron was murking my dog. You know I love Barnes, bad Carolina guy, but you see it, you see the difference in it, and like I said, it's a different beast when you playing in the NBA Finals, right? Expectations are very high. Steph like, bro, this is what we do. And Steph ain't the kind of guy that's going to bite your head off. But, you know, Poole, I think he key, man. He key. He gonna be key moving forward, man. It's been good, man. Grant Williams. Man, Kevin, I thought about last night a couple weeks ago, when you was talking about just how tough he is. Man, he's strong as an ox, bro. He ain't scared. Draymond, if you think you scaring him, no, sir. Yeah, Jaylen Brown, none of these dudes, but that's the thing, too, that I think with Boston, they're not afraid.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people just need to understand, like, it's basketball, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no reason to be scared of you.
Not at all.
We're playing basketball. This ain't no street fight. Mm-mm. This ain't no gunfight, no knife. This is basketball, bro.
It's basketball.
This is all about talent and work and skill. Like that's what it's about. I have no reason to be scared of you.
And
like,
we all here.
Draymond, you might be physically tougher than Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, but that don't mean nothing. You don't have the skill that they have. It's like somebody used to say this about Kobe. It was like he never was scared of anybody. He was like, "What you gonna do? You gonna fight me out here?" He was like, That means nothing to me.
Quinn Richardson said that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Like, yeah, it don't matter, bro. This is basketball. I have no reason to be scared of you.
Yeah,
I put in more work or just as much work as you, and I have more talent than you. You don't scare me, bro.
Don't scare me. I'm prepared for this. And at this point, they like, let's see. We've had to guard KD and Kyrie. We've had to guard Giannis and Drew. We had to guard Jimmy. Yeah, we cool. We cool.
We're all just as tough as Draymond when it like. Come on, bro. They're all tougher matchups than you.
PJ Tucker is tough, proven tough.
Right.
So we good. We cool. And, oh, by the way, when we was babies, we had to play LeBron in the playoffs.
Right. I'd be way scared, more scared of playing LeBron and Giannis than playing Draymond.
Right.
I don't want them flying elbows from Giannis running me over. LeBron running me over.
Yeah. Like, and you, I got to contend with you not just being physical, but you might give me 50.
Yeah.
50, yeah. 12, and 12.
50, 15, and 15.
You feel me? Like, yeah. So, yeah, nah, man. I love it, man. I love it. Game three tomorrow.
I'm glad they're doing every other night now, because it's every three night stuff is.
Yeah, it like, was.
I get it. You're trying to play around schedules of everything else that's going on, but.
Nah, I'm with you. I'm with you, dog, because it's like that was a huge gap, bro. Like, that ain't Wednesday, you know what I mean? But, hey, man, I'm cool with it. But, so game three tomorrow, what y'all got? What y'all got?
Game four tomorrow.
I'm at four. I'm stuck in the past.
I expect Golden State to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because it depends on Steph. If Steph come out and if Steph play, first of all, and if he's Steph, I expect them to win. Because I expect Draymond to play a lot better. I expect Draymond to play like he did in game two.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect the series to go back and forth, just like all these games been going back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect Golden State to win game four.
Okay. All right. What you got, Q?
I expect Golden State to win. I wouldn't be surprised if Boston win and put a clamp on the series. But like you said, it depends on Steph. He's been really been consistent over the first three games. More than he ever has been in the finals before. So, like, I just – but the way it's going, I feel like he's going to have these games throughout the series and they're going to end up losing. And he's not going to win MVP. Well, if they win, he will win it easily. You know what I mean? Yeah, I expect them to win. I don't think tomorrow's going to be a blowout, though. I think it's going to be a close game because I expect them to win, but I expect Boston to put up a fight. Like, I feel like tomorrow's going to be like a single-digit game.
I agree. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a close game. But I think Boston will seize the moment. I think Brown and Tatum, I think they figuring it out, right, game by game. And I think they're going to come out tomorrow and I think they're gonna win the game. I think it'll be super close though, but I think Smart, I think he has a lot his leadership, and Al Horford, and I think Golden State gonna come out now. I think Steph might even go for 35 to 40 points, but I just think, man, that they're going to lock in at the right times. I think Steph going to Steph now. Steph probably hit about 8, 9 threes, something in there. I think he's going to get about 40, man, close to 40, if not 40. I think he might go for 40. And but I think them boys, man, I think the issue is he in that, and this is going to sound disrespectful to Clay, but I think he almost feeling a tad of what that LeBron was like. Without the help, because I just don't know how much Clay gonna be consistent.
Without consistent help.
There you go. And I don't want to sound disrespectful to Clay, because y'all know how I feel about Clay. I just think it's such a long time.
It's what y'all both been saying this whole show though. Like, that's what Jordan Poole needs to step in to fill that hole.
And so I don't know if he's gonna do that on the road.
To that point, though, I think he can, because he did it in the Denver series, right?
Who that?
Jordan Poole.
Yeah, he did, but Boston, they held defensively.
I get that, but what I'm saying is I think he can.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an issue of him. The lights being too bright for him.
Yeah, I don't want to sound disrespectful.
It's the same as Jason Tatum, right? Mm-hmm. So Jason Tatum didn't really play that well in games one and two. In the first half in games we did, but in the second half he did. You know what I mean? And he's trying to figure it out. I think we got to give Jordan Poole that same.
Absolutely.
The fairness in that.
You're right.
He's trying to figure it out, because he don't look like a guy to me that's scared.
Hell no.
He looked like his shots just not going. Because like the aggression is not necessarily leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's still being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not making plays.
I agree with that 1,000%. And that's why I say I don't want to be disrespectful to that man and say he can't, because that sounds asinine to me. You talking about a guy that was averaging 20-something points a game, so that would sound stupid for me to say he can't. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that like that, because, I get sick of some of these media outlets just being so disrespectful to these guys. Like, y'all can't shoot at the goddamn playground. You know what I'm saying? Just be sounding crazy talking about these guys, bro. Like, I don't care if he go 0 for 15. You understand what I'm saying? But, so, yeah, you're right. I'm glad you cleaned that up for me, because I ain't going to say he can't. I just think that Boston has, I think they found something to being physical, getting up. They're going to have to get up on them screens the same. I don't know if it was what was happening with Al Horford, whether he was just misjudging it or he just, that point in his life where he like, damn it, I'm trying. And I mean, you know, I know ain't nobody just trying to let nobody score, but Al, you're going to have to get on out there, man, because you ain't never seen nobody shoot this ball like this here, man.
But see, you gotta think, though. Like, his whole basketball life, he's been taught to play the paint. You know what I mean? It's unnatural. What? It's unnatural for him to come out there, but.
Hey, that paint been stripped off the wall, you're going to have to get out there, man. This man, yo. Steph coming out that thing, he don't need but this much. He letting it go.
I never understood that, though. Like, didn't they do that against Portland was doing that a couple years ago.
Yeah, you was losing your mind.
Like, he was coming off the screen and who was
Whiteside?
Whiteside was just sitting in the paint. And Portland, they was playing it like that the whole series. And then Terry Stotts tried to justify it. I'm like, bro, if you don't step up on that screen.
No, that one. You talking about the year they was in the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't Whiteside. That was
Was it Nurkic?
Was it Nurkic?
Yeah, I think it was Big Nurk.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, Al, this man here different now. You let him fight that mug if you want to. You have 55. Think it's a game, but
because, you know, I don't know if it's just me, I could be wrong, but is it just me or does it seem like Steph don't take them deep threes as much as he used to?
No, it's not you.
Nah, he don't. Yeah, you he don't. He don't. That's all I'm gonna, man, he can shoot that ball. Lord, that man can shoot that ball. That's a bad man, boy.
Greatest ever.
Whew, he can shoot that ball.
And that release so quick.
Oh, it's so, my God. So man, look. And listen, you know what, man? It's funny when people say, you can't let him do this. You think they try?
You think they want him to score?
Man, look, because I know if I was out there guarding him, I'd be jumping up. You know how you be playing 2K? You be jumping like this. Imagine real life trying to guard that man. Lord, have mercy. But, so yeah, no. I got I got Boston winning the game. I think it's going to be tight, but I got Boston pulling on that, man, at the crib. It's going to be good, though. But I got them pulling on that. I think Tatum and Brown, they turn in the corner. But once again, Steph gonna Steph out there now. Steph gonna Steph, so, yeah. But, that's what I got. Oh, man. Said Mikey Williams is going to play college basketball. Shout out to Mikey Williams. And I don't know. But I ain't going to go on no tangent on that. But shout out to him, man. Because I think these medias and writers be putting so much pressure on these kids. And it's unwarranted. Like, let these kids play basketball and love basketball and be good. He didn't ask y'all to say he number one or number 100. He just liked playing basketball and happens to have some God-given hops that's just, I wish I could dream about having and could play the game of basketball. Let these children alone. Good night.
He been on the scene since he was like 12 years old.
Yeah, man, and it's just like overwhelming. Like, but shout out to him, though, and his folks and the coaches and whoever else. And you know, y'all do what y'all do with them. But So yeah, I got them doing that. Yo, then catch the Haney joint. Who's wait? Look, real quick for you, because I know y'all did. Shout out to Cooper Kupp on the contract. He just got well deserved.
What he get?
He got 80
million, 75 guaranteed, I think.
There you go. Yeah. He, so shout out to him, Aaron Donald. Read him up. Shout out to him.
And dog, how much money the Rams got?
Listen, man. they got that
what kind of luxury tax they about to pay?
they got that Texas A&M money, bro. Look at the Rams. They bought every player that nah, just saying. But yeah. Nah, so yeah. But I did see they just let go of a linebacker that caught that interception in the San Fran game. Shout out to him. He'll get a shot though, because he can play. He went to South Carolina. I can't think of his name off top. But yeah, both of those guys, man, good deal. And man, I feel bad. We forgot to mention this last week. It had just dropped, but shout out to LeBron James. First active basketball player to become a billionaire. Man, that's great. Incredible. Shout out to that man. Best wishes on all your ventures, because I think he's going to be around for a long time doing a lot of great things off the court.
Phil Quinn started talking trash. I want to say something about LeBron. I'm glad to see LeBron be that guy to achieve that, because I know he's going to do a lot of good with it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys that are going to get that money, and they're going to buy chains, and they're going to buy cars, and all. I'm not saying he won't, you know, that's his money doing whatever. But I know LeBron James is going to do a lot of good with that to help other people is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, shout out to LeBron for that.
I just want to also say shout out to LeBron James for making shoes that go to the outlet so I can purchase them for myself and don't have to pay full price for them when they come out, because – I feel like I can dunk in these things right now.
That's a bronze sexual.
Hey, I will say this about that, though. Them bronze sneakers, boy, hey, man.
So this is my first time buying, like, some real, like, basketball shoes in a long time. And I tried them PGs on first because I was going to get them because I actually like them a little bit more. But the way they fit on my foot, like I had to go to like a size 14 and a half, 15 to even, because they fit so tight, fat. Dude. They fit so tight, dude.
Like, offensive tackle foot, having a mother.
Yeah. They got a lot of place feet.
Yeah. Andrew Whitworth foot having a
big old Kevin Gogan foot having.
Anthony Munoz for having that, my friend. God damn, Q. What the hell?
I almost didn't tell y'all that because I knew y'all was going to say that.
Man. Man. Bruce Matthews for having that. God damn. Q, what the hell, man?
Oh, his shoes fit different from LeBron's, for real. Because I actually got 13 in LeBron. They fit fine.
No, hell, you did.
I did, for real.
You said somebody got a 13. You just said you had a 17 and a half. Great day.
Oh, man.
Hey. Shut up, man. See, man, that's why I can't tell y'all that right though. That's exactly why I can't tell y'all that.
Big subway low foot having. Fred Flintstone, man, Quinn like 5'8". Well, got there 18 wide.
I swear, I can't stand y'all.
Hey, this man go to the store to like, hey, y'all got these in the 18 wide. Like, man, we don't sell pants. He talking about no, man. Nah, I'm talking about the Al Mac. Y'all got these in the 18 wide.
Oh man.
Yeah. Dang. Dang, Cupid. Damn.
I can't stand y'all. I swear to God, I can't stand y'all. I said I ain't even gonna tell him that.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, man.
But I do rock with them shits, though. I rock with them joints. What's up? You got it changed over? That was up. That was up. I like them bronze too though. And them bronze where it's at, I ain't gonna lie. The moving man got me from a bronze. They moving the stuff, man. I said, damn. He talking about, I said, man, where them shoes at? He talking about, oh, you wanted them? I said, man, you can have them, man. Man, I took my bronze, man. I told him he can have them. They were fine, though. They were fine. Man. I ain't gonna lie. They were fine. But shout out to Bron on the real, though. Yeah, on everything. But the Haney fight.
Yeah.
I tapped out again, bro. I was tired. My brother-in-law had a birthday party Friday, and I went and kicked it. Then I had to get up. So Saturday night, I was out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And I still ain't got to the replay yet. I'm watching in the morning, but give the people what they want.
So Haney versus George Kimbo. So, man, if you the type of person that loves the art of boxing, the sweet science, go watch the fight. Man. That man, he gave that man a boxing clinic. That was a master class. That's the definition of a boxing clinic. Not much power in the fight, you know what I mean?
No,
you the type of person that want to see knockouts and, you know, all of that, and you're probably not going to enjoy it, but he beat that man with one hand. He beat him with a jab and a left hook. And I mean, every time Kimbos was got in the striking distance, every time he closed the distance and got in inside where he wanted to get, bah, hit him with that jab, back him up. And that
every single jab, time for 12 straight rounds.
That jab made him reset every time. Every time he got exactly where he wanted to get, bah, he had to back up and reset and try to get inside again. You know what I mean?
Because Kimbos would jump around too much for that. He moved his feet too much.
Yeah, so
and every time he got stung with one, he would have to jump around and reshuffle again and reset himself.
Yeah, because Kimbosos is he's an aggressive fighter. He looked like a Manny Pacquiao, you know what I mean? Like one of them aggressive, you know, throwing a lot of punches, all this and that. But Devin Haney put him in his place. He basically showed him, look, I'm the dominant guy here. I'm gonna outbox you for 12 rounds, and I'm gonna beat you in your country. I gave Kimbosos one round. I gave him round two. I gave Devin Haney every other round. That's just me. I mean, I'm not no professional judge, but when I scored, I gave Haney.
I mean, that's pretty much what two of the other three judges gave him too, like 10, 11 rounds. Except for that one judge that was like 116, 112, something like that. I don't know what he was looking at, but you always had that one judge in it. So, but it was no doubt that it was a one-sided fight. Cause like you said, Kevin, it wasn't, if you come to a fight looking for haymakers, looking for blood flying everywhere with every shot, this wasn't the fight for you.
But nah, if you need to go watch the tank.
So it's like
Kevin always be disrespecting my boy B-Rob, right? So it's like a B-Rob running back versus the Reggie Bush running back. If you're looking two carries, 90 yards, that ain't what B-Rob gonna give you. Nah, he gonna give you the consistent
24 carries for 108 yards.
Right. Yeah.
with two touchdowns.
So one of them. Yeah, I get what you mean. Or the, you know, the point guard that play like Steph and Dame and Kyrie versus the Sam Cassell.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like, oh,
this was an Avery Johnson type fight.
But, okay.
At the same time though, moving forward, I don't know if Devin Haney can, because he's unified champion right now, like lightweight champion at 135. I don't think he's the best lightweight. He got all the belts right now, so he is the man.
Who do you think is, Kevin? And do you think the fight against that person will ever happen? Well, he has to fight somebody eventually. So who is his next fight?
I'm not sure if he'll take that if the rematch with Camboso's to happen again. He's gonna beat Camboso every time.
Yeah, I forgot. He has to take that fight.
Also, him and Vasily Lomachenko are on the same network, right? Everybody loves Lomachenko. So
what weight class would they fight at?
135.
I like Lomachenko.
Yeah. So I hate saying this because I love David Haney, but I don't know if he can beat Lomachenko.
Why?
Experience, bro. Experience.
Is that the only reason?
Yes.
How old is Lomachenko?
He's like 34, 35, I think. But the man got like 400 amateur fights, bro.
That's 11 whole years too.
He came in pros late. He didn't turn pro until he was a grown man. You know what I mean? Like almost in his 30s.
Oh, you know wow. I mean?
But he got like 400 amateur fights. He's like the most decorated amateur ever, pretty much. You know what I mean? Well, I ain't gonna say ever, but he's a very decorated amateur boxer. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if he can beat Lomachenko. I definitely don't think he can beat Tank, because I don't know if he can withstand them blows from Tank. I think Tank would eventually set a trap for him and get him up out of there. But I love Devin Haney, man.
That was my thing with him, Kevin, in the last, I think from rounds like 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Is he was fighting with his hands down a lot. And I know Camboso couldn't get close to him, but I'd be fearing that one wild shot that can catch him. And that weight class is small anyway. Yeah. So if you get caught with a shot, yeah, that could be it.
But Haney, my bad, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was finished.
But no, Haney got good defense too. No, I give him that. But I think he beat everybody else in the division, because you got Teofimo Lopez, Ryan Garcia, like Jojo Diaz, Isak Cruz, dudes like that. I think he'll beat all of them dudes, but when it comes to Lomachenko and Tank, I don't think he can beat them dudes, man.
Will we ever see a Tank Lomachenko fight?
Probably not. Tank, I'm telling you, on Tank's side, like Leonard Ellerbe and Floyd and all them dudes who like his handlers, they be like tripping with the business side of him. I don't think you ever really see him fight anybody of like any kind of real, you know, talent like that, like on that level. So I'll sit here and say I think he'll beat Devin Haney, but I don't know if he'll ever fight Devin Haney. I don't think they'll let him fight him.
Look, no more Ryan Garcia.
He would fight Ryan Garcia because he would beat him. And that's a money fight. Ryan Garcia has a huge social media following.
Yeah.
So yeah, they would make that happen.
So you saying they won't let him fight Haney because of just what money and all the other ugly business stuff?
Yeah, like anybody that they think could probably beat him, I don't think.
Okay.
They it's just like Floyd's career, right? Floyd strategically fought everybody at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they try to handle Tank. They don't want to fight nobody at the wrong time. Everybody gonna have to, they either want to catch you when you're too young to do anything really, or too old to do anything.
So I'm gonna ask you this: so is a loss that bad though? Like
when you're going by the Floyd Mayweather model, yeah, it is.
So I guess that's like,
but that's why I like Haney, because he don't go by that model. You know what I mean?
Right.
Haney, he want to fight the best, you know what I mean? Regardless, like, what's a loss, bro? Like, a loss ain't the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going by that Floyd Mayweather model, and to them it is, because they all about the oath.
See, and I think that's where in basketball got my skew is Michael Jordan. Six finals, 6-0, six finals MVP. Bro, that shit is... Magic Johnson, what, 5-2? Great. Kobe 5-2. Great. Shaq 4-2.
Didn't he go with Cleveland too 1 year?
No, I think he went with Boston, right?
He
went with Orlando once. The Lakers. He went to the Lakers four times.
And then Miami once.
Went with Miami once. So he won four. He won three in LA, one in Miami.
So 4-2.
4-2. But I'm saying, like, great, right? Tim Duncan, 5-1. But he only, what, got three finals? I don't want to say only. three finals MVP. Yeah, he only, you know. But I'm saying, like, I think it's skewed like that. Like, he's 50-0. Okay, yeah, get it. But, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like with the Super Bowl. I don't think nobody going to say, oh, Tom Brady ain't perfect, so he ain't Joe Montana. What? Like, he got more Super Bowls than any franchise. So, I think that's kind of the – I don't know, man. I hate that, though. You know what I mean? Because you can't –
I mean, that's why he fought Rolly Romero. Like, I mean, you know he's not, Rolly not going to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody even know who Rolly is.
Right.
Like, and that's why he fought him. That's because Leonard Elder beating him, that's how they handle things. I don't know, man. It's just how boxing works, bro.
Yeah,
some guys are afraid. That's why I like the Charlos, because they don't care nothing about all that. They want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they ain't worried about all that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I know this might sound, you know, like to get off my line, dude, but I mean, all of it was like, beat the man. You know what I mean? Like, Mike couldn't do nothing about Detroit being in the way. You gotta beat them dudes. You gotta figure it out. He's like, I gotta start lifting weights. Yeah. Cause they throwing you to the floor, whether you come back 200 pounds or you come back these staying one night at 185. Yeah. They throwing you to the floor. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, and man, I mean, you know.
Greatest boxer of all time, lost.
Right, right. So Muhammad that's what Ali I'm saying. Lost. Muhammad Ali is still considered great. Mike Tyson, all these guys, Sugar Ray Leonard, like all these guys, Roy Jones. It's no like.
That's how you become two-time, three-time champion. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Lennox Lewis, Vander Holyfield. Like,
yeah. Lennox Lewis got knocked out by a scene Rockman and came back and crushed him. You know what I mean? That's what you do.
Bernard Hopkins, like, I just see guys. It's like, you're not looking at them and like, oh, he lost, so he trash, or he not this and that. It's like,
you would never say that.
Like, these dudes, they still fire, like, you know what I mean?
In anything these days can somebody go undefeated? Like really, man.
But to that point, how many times has anybody really been undefeated? Like, in history, it's happened, but it's not like it's just like, oh, they're undefeated. Oh, they don't lose. Like, okay, we can go back where it was like college football had all these stacked up whatevers when it was off balance, right?
And the thing about it, though, is when you see somebody that's undefeated nowadays, mm-hmm. the person that's looking at that now, they're not going to go look at to see the people that he beat. They're going to go look at why he's undefeated, like who didn't he fight, like who didn't he play.
Right,
because you're not gonna look at that with Muhammad Ali, because you know he fought the biggest and the baddest
right.
every single time.
Like, no. So, Q, the effect is, who the hell beat him? Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, if they beat him, like, damn, they was bad as hell. Like, you to your point, Q, like, yeah, he wasn't fighting chumps. Yeah. You know what I mean? See, like,
it don't go like that no more though, because like I said, Muhammad Ali fought Joe Frazier and George Foreman and Ken Norton and
multiple times.
Yeah, right.
All of these. Dudes.
But hold on, 15 rounds.
Right. Yeah, and I think he fought Ernie Shavers too, like, and that's one of the hardest hitting fighters in boxing history. Like,
but see, it's like it's so much shame in losing anything now. To where, why though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you look at the, what was it? When Boston made that run and they beat the Lakers. And then the Lakers went back the next year and KG tore his ACL, they couldn't play. Then they came right back and they beat Boston. Well, I don't think nobody has any less respect for that team, Pierce and KG and Allen and Rondo and them guys. Because they lost to Kobe Bryant and Powell and all them guys. Well, we just beat them too. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what it's about. But we got here. We doing it. We doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I think it's so phony. Everything like nowadays, like, oh, it got to be perfect. When, why though?
Right.
Like, why? Like, We still respect you. And now, if you look, what you better worry about if the O on the other side and you got like 40, then yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you're not gonna lose every fight you fight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's the sad part about boxing. That's the business of boxing hurts the sport. But on another note, I think we're about to, I think they're gonna announce that, that Crawford and Spence fight soon, within the next month or so.
Really?
I heard somebody say that that it might get announced on 4th of July.
Really?
Yeah.
So around the time the Q was saying, like Christmas time? Well, December?
I heard October.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, that soon?
I mean, you know, they already know it's going to happen, so they already prepping for it, but.
So, it, ooh, what
this
if
is when I this is when I wish they had that the HBO show back. Leading up to the fight, I forgot what they call it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Still do that though.
What is called? What it was called? Yeah, Showtime do it. It was called.
They do that for every big fight.
I was finna say 30 for 30. It wasn't no damn 30 for 30. It was, dang, yeah, I can't remember. I like those joints though. They'd be good.
Yeah, because they showed you everything.
Yeah.
Floyd showed you everything. That's who's on it most of the time.
Floyd used to be wilding. When he fought Ortiz, he was wilding, bro. But yeah. Hey, what if it's in October, the same night after Alabama and Texas A&M?
Well, we just going to see two.
Boy, y'all.
I was about to cuss right then. I'm sorry.
So that's a...
Y'all were OD.
It won't be on Showtime. It'll be on Fox. Because it's going to be Fox pay-per-view if it happens. Mm-hmm. But it'll be Fox and ESPN collaborating. So it's going to be marketed. That's probably why it's going to happen in October, so it can be marketed throughout the football season, the weeks leading up.
Yeah. And
we get it.
And by the time that fight kick off, that game will be over anyway, because that game going to be over by 7:15, 7:20.
That's the late game.
I'm saying it's going to be over by 7:15, 7:20, Mike.
Oh, you saying? My bad. I got it.
Hush, Kevin, don't need nothing analytical right now, okay?
He ain't gonna do that right now. He gonna wait till he see them boys out there, and then he gonna say, you know how he do.
Kev gonna say something right after the first drive. I don't like this team right here.
I don't like nobody on this team but Bryce and Will Anderson.
Do I really be wrong though?
Shut up, Kev. No, I ain't talking to you right now. I'm talking to Mike. Cause you see that one.
How many games did I tell you Alabama was gonna lose last year?
Bro, they lost to Natty though.
How many games I tell you they were gonna lose, and how many did they lose?
They lost to Natty, bro.
You see, I've been dealing with it, Mike.
I was right though,
Mike.
They lost to Natty. You talking like they lost to A&M and goddamn on Ole Miss or something.
I said they was gonna lose two games and they lost two games.
I've been dealing with Mike.
They like the loss to Auburn.
All right, go ahead and write the show up, man.
You know what that do to Quinn when you say that.
That, oh boy, is on fire. Nah, but I can't wait for all that. But if that fight happened, it's gonna be great though.
Yeah.
You don't think they'll do it around Halloween? Is Halloween on the weekend?
Depend on if the Ghetto Boys trick or treat.
I don't know, man. It just depends. It depends on what else is going on in the sports world, or, you know, what other factors, when they can get venues and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends.
Would you say the fight will be Vegas?
Yeah, it's probably gonna happen in Vegas. I can't see Terrence Crawford letting it happen nowhere else.
It's gonna be a late start anyway.
Unless it's like LA or something like that. I can't see him letting it happen.
Ooh, they could have that so far.
Never know.
Man, that's gonna be good.
Yeah,
that's gonna be good. Nah, that's gonna be good. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Y'all boys got anything up?
Nah, that's it for me.
Well, shout out to my Braves, set them straight. Acuña getting heated up.
Yes, sir.
They got that new boy Michael Harris the third in center field running around out there like Kevin Well.
Yeah, they on fire right now. We were at Oakland last night. Yeah, man.
13-2.
Yeah.
That dude out there good, man. He can't hit, but he ain't dropping nothing.
Damn, it's really like me. Can't hit with a damn.
And Oakland going the other way. I think that was their eighth straight loss. Yo. But yeah,
I saw the Braves, what, like 30-27 now, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they ain't even think. Have you seen the Mets lineup, dude? Oh my God. They gonna win the East. I think the Braves can get them in the playoffs because I don't think they're gonna stay healthy the whole season, but we'll see.
Y'all see Aaron Judge home run numbers?
Man, every time him and that dude. What's the dude, his bash brother up there in New York? Every time they hit one, Carlos Stanton.
Who
used to be Mike Stanton. I don't know what the hell that, I don't know what that was about, but anyway. But yeah, them boys be hitting that thing.
Bruh, y'all think he gonna get the 62?
Nah, he ain't gonna get it. He'll cool off. Everybody have a slump with 162 games, man.
Be tired of here.
Yeah. I don't know. Them boys be swinging their back.
Right, that's a big man. That's a tight end.
Big dudes, though. Both of them.
He a tight end.
There's two tight ends. Both of them that big.
Lumbering around out there in the outfield.
You got Gronk out there hitting Dago.
What'd you say, Kim? Lumbering.
Lumbering around out there looking like Canseco when the ball hit him in the top of the head out there.
Big brawny guys out there. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to the Braves. I saw that cue up. I'm glad you said that. I meant to mention that. But yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up with them. And once again, oversight by us. Apologize. Rest in peace to Marion Barber. Man, tragic. You know what I mean? Young guy, man. Was a big fan of Marion. Marion the Barbarian. Big fan of him. Man, he was
love him in Minnesota. Who was the other guy that you ran with?
Went to New England.
Yeah,
Maroney, Lawrence Maroney.
Yeah,
him and Lawrence Maroney used to be balling in Minnesota.
Yeah, Lawrence Maroney, man. But rest in peace to him, prayers, his family, friends, and Jeff Gladden as well died in the car wreck.
Him and his girl died in that car wreck.
Yeah, suck, man. He had just signed a deal too. But rest in peace to both of those guys, prayers to their family and friends, man. And everybody be careful out here. It's crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? Man, prayers to everybody, period. But yeah, rest in peace to those guys. And everybody, you know, be careful. Yeah, man, chill. Get somebody a hug, shit. calm down. Jeez. Yeah, man.
If you die here in South Texas, don't do it on the inside. Don't go outside.
Cause you might be mad as hell and hit somebody.
I guarantee you're gonna get instantly angry you go outside.
yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. But that's all we got for y'all this week. Hope y'all enjoyed it. If you didn't, we're not sorry, but it is what it is. But if you like us, like, subscribe, all that good jazz. But that's all we got for y'all this week. We'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Take it easy.
Look at my brother-in-law back there chugging a Bud Light.